50% of cancer patients undergo radiation therapy. And with cancer rates projected to increase by 70% in the next 20 years, it's imperative that this technique continues to improve. The goal of radiation therapy is to kill all cancerous cells while minimizing damage to healthy tissue. Successful treatment can only be achieved when this balance is met. So, how does a physician determine the optimal treatment? When I set out to answer this question, I quickly realized there's no definite answer. Factors like patient age and tumor type, along with a physician's experience, are used to determine a patient's treatment. While this works in some cases, it does not provide the best possible treatment for everyone. Imagine you went to the store to buy a new shirt, but the only size available was the average size that everyone wore. This would be okay for some of us, but not everyone would find a shirt that fits. Similarly, when cancer treatments are designed based on the average patient, this works sometimes, but not all of the time. If someone you loved was undergoing treatment, would you not want it to be optimized for them? It is therefore necessary to consider patient-specific radiation sensitivity. This is where my work comes in. As a physicist, I study light and its interactions with matter. Using this knowledge, I've developed a novel way to monitor cell response to radiation. I grow up human cancer cells, like the ones shown in this image, and expose them to radiation. Using a high-powered laser, the molecular content of individual cells is probed. This is done by studying the scattering interaction between the incident laser light and molecules in the cell. A normal cell is made up of a delicate balance of molecules. Exposure to radiation may alter that balance, signifying a radiation response. My work to date has shed new light on the types of biochemical changes cells undergo following radiation exposure. I have also demonstrated that this novel laser technique is an effective way to monitor cell response to radiation. I'm working on adapting our current technique into an efficient clinical tool to be used by physicians. The objective is to use this tool to quantify how a patient responds to radiation and adjust their treatment accordingly. The goal of my work is to bring us one step closer to personalized radiation therapy. With an estimated 200,000 Canadians diagnosed with cancer last year alone, I have at least that many reasons to spend my graduate career working towards this goal. Thank you.